There was a sound of someone arriving in the doorway.
You both disappeared, Sophie said. I was just leaving, her grandmother replied, walking over to Sophie at the door. Good night, princess.
She kissed Sophie's forehead.
Don't keep Mr. Langdon out too late.
Langdon and Sophie watched her grandmother walk back toward the Fieldstone house. When Sophie turned to him, her eyes were awash in deep emotion.
Not exactly the ending I expected.
Langdon could see she was overwhelmed. Are you okay? It's a lot to take in. She smiled quietly.
I have a family. That's where I'm going to start. Who we are and where we came from will take some time.
Langdon remained silent.
Beyond tonight, will you stay with us? Sophie asked. At least for a few days?
Langdon sighed. You need some time here with your family, Sophie. I'm going back to Paris in the morning. She looked disappointed, but seemed to know it was the right thing to do. Neither of them spoke for a long time. Finally, Sophie reached over and, taking his hand, led him out of the chapel. They walked to a small rise on the bluff. They stood in silence, holding hands. The stars were just now appearing, but to the east, a single point of light glowed brighter than any other. Langdon smiled when he saw it. It was Venus, the ancient goddess, shining down with her steady and patient light. The night was growing cooler. After a while, Langdon looked over at Sophie. Her eyes were closed, her lips relaxed in a contented smile. Sophie? Slowly, she opened her eyes and turned to him. Her face was beautiful in the moonlight. She gave him a sleepy smile.
Hi.
Langdon felt an unexpected sadness to realize he would be returning to Paris without her. I may be gone before you wake up. He paused, a knot growing in his throat. I'm sorry, I'm not very good at... Sophie reached out and placed her soft hand on the side of his face. Then, leaning forward, she kissed him tenderly on the cheek.
When can I see you again?
Langdon reeled momentarily, lost in her eyes.
When?
He paused, curious, if she had any idea how much he had been wondering the same thing. Well, actually, next month I'm giving a couple of lectures at a conference in Florence. I'll be there a week without much to do.
Is that an invitation?
We'd be living in luxury. They're giving me a room at the Brunelleschi. Sophie smiled playfully.
You presume a lot, Mr. Langdon.
He cringed at how it had sounded. What I meant...
I would love nothing more than to meet you in Florence, Robert, but only on one condition.
Her tone turned serious.
No museums, no churches, no tombs, no art, no relics.
In Florence? For a week? There's nothing else to do. Sophie leaned forward and kissed him again, now on the lips. Their bodies came together, softly at first, and then completely. When she pulled away, her eyes were full of promise. Right, Langdon managed. It's a date.